Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. And I'm coming at you with another edition of Rich's Ramblings. I'm real inconsistent with these things, but I'm going to try to maybe be a little more consistent over the coming weeks and months. But my topic for today is the 10 biggest dirt late model races on the yearly schedule. And the reason I've thought about this, I've been thinking about this over the past day or two, is that this weekend, of course, the Dirt Track World Championship at Portsmouth Raceway Park will be taking place. And it's kind of not only going to bring the curtain down on the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series season, but also on the Crown Jewel racing season. So I've just kind of been kicking around in my mind, what are the bigger of the dirt late model races and where do I rank them? I even asked a poll question on my Twitter account. If you don't follow me on Twitter, I'd appreciate you doing that, at Richard Allen IDR, there on Twitter. But I asked the question of, besides the two races at Eldora, which I think everybody's going to agree are the two biggest dirt late model races on the schedule every year, but besides those two, what are the others that you consider to be the biggest, or what's the biggest to you? So here's my view of these, and I'm, like I said, it's a top 10 list. So I'm going to run through each one of them and what I think of each of these tracks, so, or each of these races. So at number 10, I'll start at the back and work my way to the front. Number 10, I list the Firecracker 100 at Lernerville Speedway up in Pennsylvania. This race shifted this year from a World of Outlaws Case Late Model Series event to a Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series event, and it also got a big boost in purse. It went from being a $30,000 to win race up to a $50,000 to win race, and of course there are several factors I feel like that make a race a crown jewel or a big event. Of course, history is one of them, tradition is one of them. And at the same time, though, you have to include purse. There are a lot of races that have some history and tradition, but they don't have a huge purse, or there are races that have huge purses, but they don't have history and tradition. Well, this race, Firecracker 100, has all of those elements. So for that reason, I rate this race as number 10 on my list. And then, so moving up to number 9, the 9th biggest dirt late model race as I see it, is the Topless 100 at Batesville Motor Speedway in Arkansas. I know that there are going to be some people who probably disagree with me for putting this one as far down the list as I do, but just to be perfectly honest, I just don't care for topless late model racing. It's just not something that, you know, really captures my imagination. I don't know what it is about it. I know that makes it unique. I know this is among the big races. This has that feel of, you know, something different that the others don't have. And I get that. I understand why people like that, but it's just not my thing. So I probably don't rate as highly maybe as some others, because it does have tradition. It does have history. It's at a great location at Batesville Motor Speedway. It's sanctioned by the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, so it has a lot of things going in its favor. It pays a very nice purse, but, you know, again, it's just a personal preference, and that's just not my preference. So I rate the Topless 100 at number 9. Number 8, the Show Me 100 at Lucas Oil Speedway in Missouri. And, of course, this one falls also under the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series banner. This is a race that has changed its location throughout its history. It started out at West Plains Speedway in Missouri and then later moved to the Lucas Oil Speedway. And I know for some people that kind of took away some of that tradition and some of that history. But at the same time, Lucas Oil Speedway is a premier facility as far as dirt late model racing is concerned. For that reason, it carries a special place in my mind that adds more to the race's stature because of the location where it's held, because of the venue being such a great venue. At the same time, too, the race got a little bit of a bump in purse. It went from a $30,000 to, I believe it's now a $50,000 to win race. So in my mind, that puts the Show Me 100 at number 8. Then moving on up to number 7 is the Knoxville late model nationals, and once again, a Lucas Oil sanctioned race. There's no doubt that the Knoxville Raceway in Iowa is one of dirt racing's premier facilities. It's one of its most historic facilities, but primarily because of its place in the sprint car world. And the Knoxville Late Model Nationals is one of the newer, probably I guess the newest of the late model crown jewel races, but still nonetheless, the fact of where it is adds to this race's stature, in my opinion. So the Knoxville Raceway, the fact that it holds a major dirt late model race and the fact that it does pay a nice purse to go along with it maybe kind of overrides the fact that it may not have the tradition of some of the other big late model races, but it does, of course, have dirt racing tradition because of where it is. So I put the Knoxville Late Model Nationals at number 7. Number 6 is the USA Nationals at Cedar Lake Speedway up in Wisconsin. And because of where it is, I think this race sort of doesn't get the credit it deserves because it's one of the first races that paid that huge purse, you know, it paid the $50,000 to win. But because it's kind of off the beaten path up in Wisconsin, I think kind of drops it off the radar a little bit as far as some fans are concerned. It is a World of Outlaws Case Late Model Series sanctioned event, so helps add to its stature in the fact that it's one of the national tour races. But like I said, it just, in my mind, this is one of the biggest races there is. Obviously, I put it number 6 and on my list. But I think that it's pretty far away from, you know, when we think of dirt late model racing, I think the two regions of the country that really stand out are the Southeast, here where I am. I'm in Tennessee. But then also the Midwest, and I know Wisconsin, of course, is Midwest, but it's really, you think more of, you know, Ohio and Indiana, Illinois, that sort of place. And when you kind of move out of there, you're getting away from the mainstream, I think. So I think that keeps this race from, in a lot of people's minds, from maybe getting the credit that it deserves. But number 6 on my list is the USA Nationals. Now, moving into the top 5, at number 5, I have the Prairie Dirt Classic at Fairbury Speedway in Illinois. This race is rising in stature with each coming year. The atmosphere at Fairbury just looks like it's unparalleled, even among all these big crown jewel races. This is a World of Outlaws Case Late Model sanctioned race. It has bumped the purse over the years, and once it got that National Touring Series sanctioned, you know, to guarantee that there would be certain big drivers there, big name drivers there, that helped a lot. And of course, they've added in that lap leader bonus, which I believe Brandon Shepard took advantage of this year. And ultimately, I wound up winning $100,000, even though it's not, you know, necessarily listed as a $100,000 race. But Prairie Dirt Classic is one that already has made it up to number 5. And it just a few years ago, it was barely on the radar, say 10, 12, 15 years ago, other than just being right there in the Midwest. It was a big deal to folks in around Illinois and all that. But now it's gotten out and got this huge national stature because of the purse, because of the atmosphere of the track has also added to that. So I rank the Prairie Dirt Classic as number 5 on my list. And number 4 is this weekend's event, the Dirt Track World Championship at Portsmouth Raceway Park. This race has bounced around to a few different locations, but now seems to have found a permanent home at Portsmouth. It has everything you ask for. It's why I've got it number 4. It's got tradition. It's got history. It's got a huge purse. It pays $100,000 to win. It's on the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned earlier, it's the final race on the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series for the 2022 season. So all of that to me, ranks this race very highly. It, you know, and one of the things I said that I had a Twitter poll, and there were people who responded that they ranked this race just right there, just behind the World 100, which, spoiler alert, World 100 is going to be number one on the list. But this race, to many, ranks extremely high, and as it should, because it's one of the first races to pay out that huge purse, that $100,000 purse, you know, kind of right there with the Dirt Late Model Dream, and a couple others who that paid that. So, Dirt Track World Championship, number four on my list, and deservedly so, ranking up that high. Number three to me is the North-South 100 at Florence Speedway in Kentucky. And reason, it's kind of a selfish personal reason why I put this race all the way up at number three. It's the closest of the crown jewel races to me. It's the really the only one that I get to go to on a regular basis. I've been to the North-South 100 several times now. So I think just for that personal reason, I rank it very highly. But still, nonetheless, I mean, I don't think anybody would disagree that this is one of the biggest races there is on the dirt racing schedule every year. It's a Lucas Oil sanctioned race, like several of the others. The atmosphere at Florence is always just outstanding. It right up there almost with Fairbury in terms of the atmosphere, the enthusiasm that people have for this race. And it's one that, you know, what dirt late model racer doesn't want to win the North-South 100? So it certainly fits in there. And they bumped the purse this year, bumped it from a $50,000 to win to a $75,000 to win. So that certainly helped elevate its status too. All right, and then so North-South 100, I ranked number three. Number two, I don't think this is going to come as a surprise to anybody. The two Eldora crown jewel races are going to be first and second. And number two, I put the Dirt Late Model Dream. It was the first race to offer $100,000 to win, which now it's up over $125,000 to win. And it's at Eldora Speedway. I mean, Eldora Speedway is the capital of dirt late model racing. There are a lot of great tracks, like I've mentioned, Florence and Knoxville and Cedar Lake and Portsmouth and the others. There are a lot of great places for dirt late models to race, but Eldora Speedway is the capital. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. So the fact that the Dirt Late Model Dream does pay that big purse elevates as number two, along with the fact that it's Eldora. And two, the only reason it falls behind the World 100, which, as I've already said, is going to be number one, is the World 100's got it topped on tradition, and it's got it topped on history. But anyway, so number two is the Dirt Late Model Dream, and then I've already told you, and I don't think it's going to surprise anybody, but in my mind, the number one dirt late model race there is the World 100. It's at Eldora. It has the tradition. It has, you know, Earl Baltus starting this race years ago. It's the one everybody wants to win. It has a globe trophy that, like I mentioned with the North-South, what dirt late model racer, what any racer has ever sat in the seat of a dirt late model car and strapped the helmet on doesn't want to bring that globe trophy back to his shop at some time or another. So there's no question this is the granddaddy race. It's the one that outranks them all in terms of its history, its tradition. It may not pay the purse that the Dream pays or even the North-South or the Dirt Track World Championship, but its history is so great. And look at who's won it. I mean, the list of winners of this race are just, it's a who's who of National Dirt Late Model Hall of Famers and whatnot, as are most of these crown jewel races. There will always be somebody who kind of jumps up there and surprises folks from time to time, but these big races are won by big stars, and they're won by big stars for a reason. That's why they're big stars, and that's why they are who they are, is because they're the type of guys who are going to win these races, the Scott Blomquist, the Billy Moyers, the Jimmy Owens, guys like that who have earned their place in dirt late model history for a reason. And they all point to the World 100 as the race that they want to win. So that, as a surprise to nobody, I think the number one race in my mind and on the dirt late model calendar every year is the World 100. But like I said, Dirt Track World Championship this weekend is going to be the last of these 10 races that I've listed here. Kind of bringing the curtain down on the 2022 season as far as crown jewels. There are other big races. There's still some 50 and 100,000 to win races still left out there. But in my mind, these are the top 10. Those other races have a ways to go before they make up, before they earn the history and earn their place within the top 10. I always appreciate you checking it out. As you may have noticed, InsideDirtRacing.com, we've got a technical issue, which we've almost got worked out with that site. It'll be back up and running soon, but I appreciate, and Michael Motes, my website partner, we appreciate the views that you give us, the time that you take out of your day to read our stories, to look at our photos, to listen to me ramble on here in these riches rambling things. We appreciate all of that, and certainly wish you the very best. Hope you've enjoyed this 2022 season. We hope you'll continue to check in with us from time to time. But for now, this is Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com saying I'll see you at the track.